I'm Dan Clefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for a ban on large-capacity magazines in the wake of last weekend's shootings in Texas and Ohio. Brian Mackey has more.
Pritzker says regulating guns ought to be done at the federal level. But in the absence of that, he says Illinois should take action on its own. His first idea? A ban on magazines that hold a lot of ammunition.
I think all of us have seen that in several of the circumstances, these horrible circumstances, these high-capacity magazines were used or were going to be used, either way.
Nine other states have similar bans. Under Democratic control, the Illinois General Assembly has tried and failed to ban such magazines in the past, but not this year. Lawmakers are not scheduled to return to Springfield until the end of October. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis supports a proposal that would allow police to take away a person's firearms if a judge determines they're at risk of harming themselves or others. Davis, a Taylorville Republican, says the so-called red flag proposal is the only one with significant bipartisan backing.
Unfortunately, folks only want to focus on the firearm side of the equation. They don't want to focus on some other solutions that we want to put in place or some of the solutions that we have.
Fellow Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger said Monday he would support a ban on high-capacity magazines like the one carried by the shooter in Dayton. President Donald Trump says he is very strongly considering a pardon for former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Speaking with reporters last night, Trump said Blagojevich was, quote, treated unbelievably unfairly. Blagojevich was charged with corruption, then impeached and removed from office. He briefly appeared on Trump's reality show, The Celebrity Apprentice, before being convicted by a jury and sentenced to 14 years in prison. Trump isn't the only politician who thinks Blagojevich got too much time. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat, previously said he would support a shorter sentence. The owner of a suburban Chicago hospital who tried to close the facility is declaring bankruptcy. Westlake Hospital in Melrose Park filed this week for Chapter 7 liquidation in U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware. Owner Pipeline Health requested a trustee be appointed to oversee the hospital. The company says it's losing nearly $3 million a month, and no buyer has emerged for the facility. I'm Dan Clefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Banks in Illinois are more likely to lend to white-owned small businesses as opposed to their minority counterparts. That's according to a new report from the Woodstock Institute, a social justice and research think tank. The report finds that if the disparity between white and non-white communities could be equalized in Illinois, the minority tracts would have gotten 19,000 more loans, adding up to $460 million. Lauren Nolan is co-author of the report.
So businesses, of course, need access to capital and access to lending to grow, to expand, to manage cash flow, and to purchase needed equipment and financing. Small businesses provide entrepreneurship opportunities and create jobs, and of course, without access to capital and the ability to grow, that hinders their ability to create jobs.
The report covered a three-year period. It was funded by the First Midwest Bank and Midland State Bank. The Food and Drug Administration is working on regulations for hemp products, which are booming as Midwest farmers start to grow the new crop. As Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck reports, in the meantime, the federal agency is sending out warnings to companies making unproven CBD claims.
The FDA sent a warning letter to Curaleaf after the cannabis company made numerous claims about CBD oil without verified evidence. The company, which is now reaching into the Midwest, claimed that CBD kills breast cancer cells, is an effective treatment for Parkinson's, and could replace prescription medications for clinical depression.
You can find more of Madeline's reporting at our website, WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.